Welcome to Revenue Rehab, your one-stop destination for collective solutions to the biggest challenges faced by marketing leaders today. Now head on over to the couch, make yourself comfortable, and get ready to change the way you approach revenue. Leading your recovery is modern marketer, author, speaker, and chief operating officer at Tegrita, Brandi Starr.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Revenue Rehab. I am your host, Brandi Starr, and we have another amazing episode for you today. I am joined by Max Gomez. Max is the influential chief marketing officer at NextNet Media, a company at the cutting edge of data-driven marketing solutions. His visionary leadership extends to various brands, most notably The Hoff, a renowned search engine marketing firm that empowers businesses to amplify their online visibility. Max's professional journey boasts a rich variety of experience in e-commerce, travel, telecommunications, and B2B sectors. At NextNet Media, his strategic acumen and digital marketing expertise have propelled the company to the forefront of the industry. Going beyond his corporate accomplishments, Max shares his knowledge and wisdom as a guest professor at multiple universities. His dedication to shaping the marketing leaders of tomorrow underscores his commitment to the industry's future and continuous innovation. Max, welcome to Revenue Rehab. Your session begins now.
Hey, good morning, Brittany, and good morning to all your listeners. I'm very happy to be here and happy to talk to you about all the challenges we have in this marketing world that's pretty much evolving as we speak every day.
Yes, I am excited to have you. We've got a hot topic for today. But before we jump into that, I like to break the ice with a little woo-saw moment that I call buzzword banishment. So tell me, what buzzword would you like to get rid of forever?
I think there's a list of different words that I would like to get rid forever. I think the first one is, I will say, and this is something that I'm always teaching to my students in different classes I teach and with my team as well, but I'm really tired and fed up of listening words when they refer to attribution, when they refer to specific social media conversations. I think the vanity KPIs is something that's driving us to that one as well. So I would like to eliminate using just words to communicate a strategy. I'm really tired of hearing like strategies, like when we have different conversations and they say, okay, I think the CPA of the AI strategy is not working because the MLAQ is not working. I think, what are you saying when you're just pulling different letters in front of the audience? So I think we just need to get rid of those things and start saying, telling just in a better way. For example, I know the strategy is not working because we have a lack of user understanding that are affecting the actions we do with automated email marketing. That sounds better and it's more compelling and you understand the reason why. Sometimes we're just worried about the word. Sometimes we're just worried about using the right term, that's the lingo that's in like the popular one, and then we forget to provide the context. So I always tell my team, like, you just avoid all those fancy words. Let's just go to the topic. What's the point of our discussion? What's the point of our performance? And I think that's something that's going to be better for the next time as well. So that's something I would like to get rid of if I have the ability.
I love it. We are going to get rid of the alphabet soup of all of the acronyms in casual conversation.
Yeah. And then once you tie it to like attribution words, sometimes it's just like, I don't know, it's all about the attribution. But like, yeah, I just don't understand my number. Why are we selling more? How do we need to scale everything from 20-30%? And then we just go back in the same lingo and acronyms, or like blaming it on the attribution tool. So I think that's also another thing that we should just eliminate as well.
Awesome. Well, now that we've gotten that off our chest, tell me, what brings you to Revenue Rehab today?
Well, I think pretty much in NextNet Media, we've been successful enough to work with more than 200,000 brands since we started the company. And I think the reason why we're here is just to share with everyone about our knowledge on the SEO world, on the AI world, and the different challenges that we're facing as we speak. especially when it comes to understanding your audience, increasing your organic placements, and making sure you just get the best of your organic efforts. So that's what I'm here for, just to provide the audience a better understanding of everything we can accomplish out there with a combination of tactics.
Perfect. And I believe in setting intentions. It gives us focus. It gives us purpose. And most important, it gives our audience an understanding of what they will take away from our discussion. So what's your best hope for our talk today? What would you like people to take away from the conversation?
I think all of those who are listening to us right now, who are watching this live video right now, they need to walk out after this conversation with two main things in their brain. First, that organic efforts right now remain as one of the most important challenges and channels for your marketing strategy. Second, that right now with the different challenges we've seen from the Google update that happened a couple of weeks ago, at the beginning of March, we need to see and understand what's your content strategy, how if you're abusing of AI or not, and just making sure you understand that you need to face challenges, but at the same time, you're gonna learn in this conversation what to do. And if we accomplish those two things, I'm going to consider this a success. So hopefully we can make it happen today.
Perfect. Yeah. And so your first point is where I want to start. Because, you know, generative AI is, of course, all the rage. We've got all the experts popping up on LinkedIn. You know, there's an abundance of classes, webinars, all of the things. And one of the things that consistently comes up, I'm a part of multiple CMO communities, and I'm constantly talking to people, is it time to shift away from focusing on organic search? Because there's some concern that with people, you know, if you look at Google has an AI search now, when you ask it something, the first results that you see, if you've enabled that, is from AI. And, you know, the other search engines have the same things available. And so, you know, there is some question around, is organic search something that we still need to have the same focus on that we once had? And so it sounds like from your initial point that the answer is yes. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
I think, first of all, we're seeing an evolution of the organic channel. And I'm going to break this answer in different buckets.
Okay.
The most important one and the most compelling one is, let's say from your e-commerce or website or brand strategy right now, in general, in a marketing perspective, what would it happen if you remove, if at some point you know you can spend money on paid ads and if you can get any job done on social media? The most important channel is going to remain your organic effort, because pretty much you're just making sure you get the intent of the user based on the keywords they use to search for your brands. That thing is just evolving. We're not losing the importance of the organic channel, but now we need to understand what's the role that organic is playing in the short and the long term with your brand and with the customer. Let me explain to you this. A few years ago, we were just told that branded keywords were the most important ones for your website, meaning a branded keyword is the name of the website. And if you're a retail website, it's just your name plus the product yourself, or like your name plus the address or the phone number if you want to connect with them. Right now, with the boom of AI, with the boom of ChatGPT, Gemini, you name it, we're starting to see like there are different trends happening. First, we have something called zero search click, which is the ChatGPT or the chatbot or Google answering everything by itself when it comes to specific brand terms or specific keywords. You're not going to get traffic. As a matter of fact, we are foreseeing that during 2024, you're going to lose at least 25% of your search traffic due to this zero-click search, which is not something you need to worry about. I think this gives you another opportunity. And I think the opportunity comes to understand how you're going to be using your website when it comes to discover your upper funnel channel. I'll give you one example. There's a blue ocean of different keywords when it comes to long-tail keywords. Long-tail means more than three keywords put together without your brand term there. Before, in order to rank for those ones will cost you effort, time, money. Now with AI and everything, you can be savvy in order to understand what's the best path in order to create good content and in order to just to follow that trend. But at the same time, when you go to the different GPTs in the world, or the chatbots, the conversation is getting to a prompt. That prompt is not using branded keywords. So your brand is going to be discovered by the way you're positioned in the category you're serving. And then you need to aim to hit everyone who is trying to have an intent of an intention. Like, let's say I want to change my TV, and then rather than saying the brand, I just go and say, what's the best TV to play PlayStation 5 in my house with these teams or with these kind of games? And you're going to get an answer. So I will say brands need to start worrying about how you are going to find new users when it comes to organic, first. Second, you need to be aware that you might not get in the click on the first time, but you need to be make sure like you are discovered in the whole funnel. And the last one is, again, every time you're exposed with a brand, the next action that's going to happen is they're going to come back to your website to make an intent of a purchase or not. And you need to be able to appear in those searches. So I think organic, more today more than ever, is the most relevant channel, with the different challenges that we've seen and I just noted, but also you're going to get the best return of ad spend and return of investment when it comes to your long tail strategy. So in a nutshell, organic efforts right now still number one source of traffic and number one source of conversion from a website. If your website doesn't have 50 or 60% of traffic coming from organic sources, you need to be worried. But at the same time, you need to find a new strategy to be discovered and to understand the search and the user's intent. That's the key, the most important keyword right now. So yeah, that's pretty much how we've seen this in the last years. And this is just this, what I just explained to you, just after also analyzing more than 50, 60,000 websites. And this is something that's going to remain at least from 2024, 2025. With evolutions, yes, but still the backbone is going to be able to be found on Google, not only with your brand terms, but also with long tail keywords.
Okay. Yeah. And I was a discussion that I was in, I guess, about a month or so ago. One of the things that came up was that the shift has to be a little bit of a shift from just focusing on key terms to mm-hmm. focusing on key questions, and yeah. that there is a much greater need to not just answer questions in your content, but to actually phrase the question there before you answer it, so that the AI search bots are, I haven't learned all the right terms, that they are picking up that this actually answers this question so that you get considered. Would you agree with that approach?
Yes, I will. I do agree with that approach, but I want to just add a couple of contexts and let me just color that approach. You need to start understanding what's the best prompt to be used for your brand to be found without using your branded keywords. I think Google and ChatGPT and OpenAI and all those chatbots around the world, they're making us do different searches with a robust knowledge. 5 years ago, with the micro moments and everything, it was just like, you just need to type the brand or a specific question, like just 3-4 keywords. This is evolving towards a prompt engineer. And then a prompt is just like a paragraph of different instructions that you give to the ChatGPT or to the bots. So they provide something in exchange after you provide that prompt. I think we need to start understanding what are the prompts that we want users to find us. And this is pretty much related to upper funnel actions. It's easier to rank with your branded keywords. It's a given. If you're not ranking with your branded keywords on number one on Google, Yahoo, Bing, you name it, you have a big problem of indexation. And that's something that you need to address right now. But when it comes to the discovery part and the upper funnel and middle funnel, the importance is just to understand that the user is going to be searching more, using more words, more compelling needs, not only branded words. It's going to be like most of the need and the action they want to solve in the chatbot or in Google. That's the first part. The second part comes with content. Content, and I don't know, most of you might hear that Google at the beginning of March released one of the new algorithm updates and penalized different websites. Long story short, those websites who were abusing of content created by AI got a little bit of a hit because Google said, like, I'm not against AI, I'm just against of abusing AI, creating 50, 60, 70 articles per day where no one's gonna read it. Those were the ones who had a big hit. So you still can use AI to create your content, but you need to keep in mind that you need to follow the Google EE policy, which is, it stands for as expertise, experience, and trustworthiness. And it has to be able, your content to show that one. we have and we are in the need of searching for subject matter expertise when it comes to content. You need to prove that your content is unique. We're not, sometimes like we've seen, like we are in a hyperinflation content world, which is if I'm producing 50, my competitor is going to produce 70. If my competitor does 70, I'm going to do 100. Well, with that being said, watch out and just create content that's going to be SME, because that's something that you're going to be using in your favor in the long term. And the last one, just to prove that I'm on the same page with your point of view, is you need to be able to understand how your brand is going to be playing in the upper funnel spectrum, in the middle funnel, in the lower funnel. And you need to be patient with the short and long-term keywords and KPIs, because sometimes, and I've seen with my clients, my client could get desperate if after 3 weeks of trying, they don't get clicks from an upper funnel perspective or only get few clicks. We need to start thinking about a quantity and a quality issue, and it's going to pay off in the long term. So just patient, just to hit the right intent, the right signals, and then you take it from there. But I couldn't agree more with you on that topic.
Yeah, and that is one thing. I mean, in general with search, it is one of those things where you got to exercise a lot of patience because there are, I mean, you think about with like ad spend, you can very quickly, like you turn that sucker on and you can see like how many views, how many clicks, how many conversions. Like it's very like quick feedback from the market, and you can easily tweak and say, okay, that, you know, that creative didn't work, that messaging didn't work, we're going to change this almost by the day. Whereas search is the opposite, in that you put it out there and it's kind of just like, now we wait. And it is so much harder. And I think that's why there's a little bit of concern for some, panic for others, in trying to make sure that they stay ahead of the curve when it comes to AI, because it is something that, you know, you don't know you're way behind until you're way behind. And so going back to the Google update that you mentioned, because I want to make sure that I fully understand that. I had heard that it happened, but I can't say that I really dug into it. So I know the focus of that update was essentially to penalize abuse. And so I want to just dig in a little bit to really understand, for those of us that are doing ethical marketing, you know, we're not just using ChatGPT to crank out, you know, crazy amounts of fluffy articles. Is like, what do we need to be considerate of? Is it frequency that we're publishing new content, you know, citing where things came from? Like, help me understand a little bit more. If I'm not someone that's out there trying to game the system, like, what should I really be considering around that recent change so that I don't get lumped into that group?
Yeah, I also, like, we have like three main like criteria of how to understand the change of the algorithm, or why did penalize people during March. And this is something that's going to be happening all year round. So just fasten your seatbelt, because this is going to be like a roller coaster of emotions with the algorithm changes. Don't panic, because this is normal. Sometimes things go up or down. They're very volatile. It's very like, it's sensitive in terms of every time something happens, you could see peaks and valleys of the different KPIs you have. So it's okay if you're going through this. Now, if you want to do, for those who are listening out there and to those who are, could be worried if you're going to get any penalization or any message from Google, I will give you three things you need to ask yourself before panicking or not. The first one, Google is like penalizing those who have been repurposing domains. What does this mean? Let's say I was using my personal domain 5 years ago to sell e-commerce toys and kids, like, I don't know, clothes in my website. And suddenly after the second year, it didn't go well. And then I just start doing content and I just remove everything from e-commerce. And now I do content to talk about kitty cats, dogs, viral videos, just to do many things just to get different traffic. That's what Google considers that's a repurpose of a domain. So if you were doing this, watch out, because that could be affecting you or already affected you. The second one is the abuse of AI. And abuse of AI is meaning that just create content without any context, content that should, you didn't even read it, and you just create content for the sake of creating content. So if you were abusing of AI as a way to create content, watch out, because you could be penalized at some point, or Google will be letting you know through Search Console that something will happen on your website. And the third one is, and then this is like kind of a messy one, if you were bragging on social media on a different website, different moment that you were, that Google didn't pay attention about AI, that you knew how to go after the crawler and then you knew tactics with abusing of AI or something like that, you're gonna get penalized too. And if you put those three together, there are gonna be things that are gonna come up in your search engine console. Now, what did we learn from this core update? First, good content will never be penalized. Good content meaning you can get brainstorm from AI. You can get something written there. But at the end of the day, you need to add your expertise, of your experience, of your what your website's all about. If you're not adding that expertise and that experience, and you're not being trustworthy in the way you create your content, that's something you need to get better at. Second, backlinks still a very good action in a very good way to increase your rankings. When it comes to quality backlinks, and that's something that here at Nexon Media, we are the number one backlink provider pretty much all around the world. And our quality and our index rate is pretty high. And that's something that we just care about our customers, because we want to provide the best experience. So connecting to this, you need to be able to start getting backlinks, but just make sure they are quality. If you are getting just terrible backlinks from different providers, from a domain authority or domain rating below 10, that's a big problem for you. And the next one is just to keep your website updates and making sure you follow up with the technical issues you have on Search Console. And if you make sure you hit those 3 points, you'll be fine. But I think right now you shouldn't be worried if you're not making any of those mistakes I just mentioned before, and keep doing what you're doing. But again, if you see a little decrease of a traffic from an organic perspective, don't panic. It's part of the changes. Just make sure like you keep working on the strategy. Long-term strategy and good work is going to pay off at some point during the year. So I will recommend you to keep doing that.
Okay. And you talked about backlinks. And so this question isn't really related to AI and search, but just a general question, because I hear this come up, especially from CMOs of smaller organizations, you know, who don't necessarily have the budget to hire a NextNet Media or, you know, someone like you. How do, you know, strategically, when you are thinking about wanting to have good quality backlinks, and you're not a large brand, you know, that comes with a heavy hitter name, what's your approach? What's your recommendation on how you try to secure those backlinks in a way that's going to help you, that doesn't become a huge budget spend?
Yeah, I will say first thing is for you to be aware of two main KPIs when it comes to understanding the backlinks from your website: the domain authority of your website and the domain rating from your website. You need those two KPIs go from 1 to 100. Ideally, you should be below 70 or 60 at least. And if you're performing a little bit down, it's because you don't have anyone or companies pointing out to your website. So you have different options. The first one is just to come to us. We can buy backlinks starting at $500 if you want, from the different brands we have in our umbrella within Nexon Media. We can help you. Second one is, if you don't have the budget to do it, let's start finding partnership based on your content. Out there, you can find specific company that could be an addition to or a good partner in terms of providing content, providing backlinks from your website or to your website. But in the short term, that strategy won't be sustainable, because you can't scale that. You need, and maybe you don't even know those websites. So that's why you need to rely on professionals like us to make sure like we do like specific strategy to consistently keep growing your backlinks. And you need to avoid one important thing. If you're gonna, I've seen clients who say like, Max, I just need to send all my backlinks to this page, because this is the most important page the most important page of my website. That's gonna be a big mistake if you send everything towards one page, because again, you're telling Google that only one of a billion pages you have is the one that matters. And Google will be like, this is weird. So decentralization of backlinks to the whole domain, to your whole different pages, making sure you increase your domain rating, making sure you provide a good experience. That's what we need to care of. The backlink world, it's difficult when you don't know how to handle. So when you come to us, it's simple. We know how to handle it. So I think that's something that I will encourage you to contact us and just have a long-term strategy when it comes to backlinks as well. If you're thinking from the magic bullet, if you need the magic bullet from the next 2 weeks to rank from 0 to 100, I mean, it's hard. And I will say, like, this is just a strategy that we need to look for. The better you have a strategy, the better successful you're going to have in the long term.
Okay. Very, very helpful. So thinking about just, you know, the way forward, I want to kind of summarize some of the key things. So the first message is the don't panic, yeah. which is clear. You know, the second thing I'm hearing is if you're being a genuinely good marketer and producing good content, you know, focusing on your keywords as well as the content, like the things that we've all been trained to do over the years, and understanding that the traffic from search is not going to go away, it's just going to change. It sounds like, at least at this point, a lot of the advice is just steady state, like keep doing the fundamentals, and that is still working. Is there anything based on AI that we haven't talked about that you're like, but, you know, like a gotcha, anything that like you do still need to change this? Like, I want to make sure that I'm getting a full picture of where we need to be focusing our efforts. So really just looking for any kind of final advice and thoughts.
I will say, Brittany, that AI could be your friend, but up to a certain point. You can rely on AI to analyze your data, to analyze what's happening in the Search Console, to give you different indexing, maybe help from a development perspective. But if you wanna trust AI to create 100% of your content, that's gonna be a big no-no. Because again, AI could know tons of things about the world, but the only one who knows about your business is the business owner, the brand, the team, the company. So don't forget your expertise and your experience on each subject. I was talking to some of my different clients in a past conference this year, and they were coming to me to say, hey, we have a problem because I'm a big brand. I'm a big shoe brand, like famous, recognized brand that sells shoes online. And they were like, we can't find SME to, you know, like subject matter expertise to create the content I want from an upper funnel perspective. AI is not going to help me. I need to find something like this. So those are the challenges that we're seeing every day. But I will say, AI is your friend. Don't abuse it. Just use it smart. That's the first part. The second part is be careful with your technical SEO, like the way you are, the page speed of your website, the way you have the different metadata. All those things that we learned back in the day, they're still relevant. It's not 100% of the job done. It's just another percentage that's going to give you an extra boost. And I think the third part is just to understand that you said something that's right. Search traffic isn't going to go away. It's going to evolve. So if you, for example, are getting, let's say the user is making different searches and they're getting the answer in front of them through Gemini or Brad or ChatGPT, whatever, don't panic. It's a good sign that you're getting the answer to be highlighted in the first box when it comes to Google or when it comes to ChatGPT. What you need to understand is how do you turn those signals into traffic? So maybe it's not only about providing upper funnel, middle funnel, lower funnel content. It's just about providing an experience. So making sure like they come to your website to understand more than the snippet says. Because yeah, sometimes you just go just to read one line of the paragraph. But yeah, it's just more about your strategy in the long term. So I will say like, the strategy remains your number one tool to have success metrics this year. Don't panic. Don't jump on the ship of your strategy if you don't see things happening. And if at some point you have problems, contact the experts because we can provide different solutions for you as well that maybe you haven't even considered.
I love it. And talking about our challenges is just the first step. And nothing changes if nothing changes. And so in traditional therapy, the therapist gives the client some homework. But here at Revenue Rehab, we like to flip that on its head and ask you to give us some homework. So I love walking away with an action item. So what's your one thing for those heads of marketing that are listening or watching and what you're saying is resonating with them? Where do you feel like they should start in making sure that they are best positioning themselves for the future of search?
I'll say I'm going to give you three immediate next steps that this audience needs to do after we finish our conversation. First, go to Search Console and analyze what's happening with your metrics there, especially in a couple of metrics. One is the search volume you have monthly. That means how many people are searching your how many times you have appeared with different searches. That's the first one. Second, check out the CTR, because maybe you have a low CTR, you can do some things to get more clicks. That's the first part. Second, check if you have any errors from the index part. And then third, check the keywords you've been using that users have been using to find you. Once you have those keywords, think if you're creating content for those keywords. If not, start creating a content plan based on subject matter expertise and Google EAT rather than AI actions. Two, check what's your traffic composition right now. Do you know what's the weight of your organic channel versus paid channels and social media channels? If not, that's a good answer. Have you seen any correlation between programmatic traffic and search, or TV and search, or like Facebook and search? That's something that you need to understand as well. And the last one is define what's your strategy in the next 3, 6, 12 months. Meaning, yes, we'll want to sell, we'll want to make money, we'll want to excess or KPIs by 200% every month. But at the end of the day, you need to understand is how you're gonna accomplish those KPIs. What's gonna happen in the short term with the upper funnel action that you might be neglecting? Is your brand appearing when they search on ChatGPT for your brand from the products you sell? Are you letting ChatGPT index your website? Those keywords, those questions you need to ask yourself in the short and the long term. And the last one, don't panic. Just find a better plan in the next month and keep working upon what you've been building. If you want to start from scratch something, think twice before you pull that trigger. And that's all I will tell you, all on your audience.
Okay. Well, I do want to ask just one last clarifying question about that. You said, are you allowing ChatGPT to index your website? Is there something that companies need to do to make sure that AI is recognizing, their website?
Yeah, like there are different literature, like in different websites about letting ChatGPT to index your website. I've seen companies who are not letting them index at all. So it's something similar, and sorry to get technical, it's something similar to like robots.txt when it comes to Google, that you disallow certain people to visit to your website. You can add a line of code that prevent ChatGPT to log in into your website to get scrap your content. But that's something you can check. It's up to you. I wouldn't recommend for a yes or a no. It's up to you as a brand marketer, as a CMO. I've seen companies that are like happily letting in index. I've seen other clients that are like, there's a big no, we don't want the content to be indexed. But then down around the road, they ask me why I'm not appearing in different searches on ChatGPT. So you get the question there. So it's just a decision you need to make, thinking in the long term, I will say.
Okay, that is good clarification, because that question has come up a lot. Is there something specific I need to do to say, yes, AI, look at my stuff? So good to know. Well, Max, I have enjoyed our discussion, but that's our time for today. But before we go, how can our audience connect with you and definitely give us the shameless plug for NextNet Media? Because the information you have given, I've learned some things here, which is always important for me to grow as a marketer. So tell us how we can stay connected with you.
So for those who are listening and watching us today, you can go to nextnetmedia.com to find more about the companies we have in our umbrella and the different actions that we can provide for you. If you are an agency, if you are a brand, if you are a reseller, like we help all those brands from all over the world. We have 24/7 selling engines. We have teams in Australia, in the UK, in Europe, here in the States. It's just 80% of our staff is here. So we can connect with everyone everywhere. So come visit us. Second part is, if you want to talk to me about more about strategic guidance, you can go and find me on my LinkedIn with my name, Max Gomez Montejo. And that's it. We'll be very happy to talk more with all of you when you go to Nextend Media. You can find the brands that we work with that are in our umbrella, and we're happy to help you at some point during the year. So don't hesitate to contact us.
Awesome. Well, we will make sure to link to NextNet Media and your LinkedIn. So wherever you are listening or watching this podcast, check the show notes so that you can connect with Max. Well, Max, again, thank you so, so much for joining me. I have truly enjoyed our conversation.
Brittany, thank you. And thank you all for listening and for staying up to this point of the podcast and the video. Thank you very much. And looking forward to the next one.
Awesome. Well, I can't believe we were at the end. I hope you have enjoyed my discussion. See you next time.
You've been listening to Revenue Rehab with your host, Brandi Starr. Your session is now over, but the learning has just begun. Join our mailing list and catch up on all our shows at RevenueRehab.live. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at Revenue Rehab. This concludes this week's session. We'll see you next week.